Barry Maguire has been a lawyer doing between around 50 transactions a month, except for the months that he takes off. Anybody dealt with Barry? He takes months off, yeah. And but the bottom line is he sees it. If it's out in the marketplace and it's happening and it's something that we want to avoid or A, B, take advantage of, he sees it. And what he's done is he's committed to come many of the months this year to come out and share some of the tales from the trenches. So if you can give Mr. Barry Maguire a big hand, welcome him up here. Welcome, Barry.
Thank you very much.
They're all yours, lad.
All right. Tales from the Trenches. Everyone's favorite. My favorite. All right. Tales from the Trenches. Tales from the Trenches. Handout everybody has. That's good. First one's called Standby Credit. And this is a good one. So we've got the perfect investment property. We're doing a joint venture. I remember using one of our brokers in this room, found a mortgage with one of those, what they call the subprime lenders. And I've said it was Home and Exceed or subprime lenders. And what we mean by that is they'll lend first mortgage money, but if you can get a five-year mortgage at 5% at Royal Bank, Home or Exceed wants 6.5% or 7% for that same five-year mortgage. However, their credit requirements are a little bit more relaxed, and so maybe Royal Bank wouldn't give you a mortgage, but Home Credit would give you one, or Home Trust would give you one. So our member organized the mortgage with Home Trust and then proceeded to take their financing conditions off the contract for this new house they were going to buy. Now, 7% when somebody else would give you 5 is not the best deal in the world, so our broker was still working on getting a better mortgage for our member. And they found a better mortgage with one of the mainline lenders, so that 7% was going to go down to 5%. However, the new lender wanted an appraisal of the property, as most lenders do. Some lenders will give you a mortgage without a formal appraisal, where the certified appraiser has to go to the property and get in and get access and look and do his job. Some will do it without that. Most lenders want that certified appraisal. So the new lender said, you can have that mortgage. The last thing we need is the certified appraisal. To get a certified appraisal, you need access. We went, or our member went to the realtor and the folks involved and said, we need access to do an appraisal. They wouldn't give them access. The sellers would not give our member access to do this appraisal for no good reason. There was no reason other than they just didn't want to do it. Our member calls and says, Barry, this isn't fair. This is unethical. It's immoral. It's not fair. I said, yes, but you removed your conditions. You have an unconditional contract. You now can't go and say to the seller that you want to do things just because you want to. They don't have to say yes. They just don't have to say yes. So we couldn't get access, couldn't do the appraisal. But our member had a wonderful resource called her sister. Her sister had recently cleared her mortgage off her house, and converted that normal mortgage into a line of credit mortgage that she hadn't used. So her sister could write a check for $150,000. Isn't that nice? Fortunately, our member was on very good terms with her sister, and her sister wrote her the check for $150,000, wanted only to be paid the interest that she was going to pay, plus a little, you know, a dinner out or a gratuity for the interest she was going to have to pay on the line of credit. And we were able to take that cash and close quickly. This was a compressed timing transaction. It was a short close. There wasn't much time. By the time we can't get the appraisal done was finally settled, closing was a couple of days away. So it was great to have the cash because then we could do one of those Western Torrens protocol closings, commonly called a protocol closing, which means that the day you send it to land titles, you can close the deal, essentially. Not to put too fine a point on it. So we were able to close the deal, not get involved with these sellers who were extremely uncooperative. And as soon as we close the deal, guess what we have? Access to the property so we can do the appraisal. Now we can do the appraisal. Now we get the 5% mortgage. We get the mortgage money, and our member pays back her sister and says, thank you very much. We really appreciate it. So the point of this one, the point of this tale is, I guess it's threefold. I mean, standby credit is fabulous. Standby credit, where you can write a check and close quickly or have access to money quickly, is a very powerful tool. Janet Seniak nodding her head over there. Yes. Brian's not nodding, but he's thinking the same thing. I can see that. It's an extremely powerful tool. If you run into somebody who is a seller who is, you know, anxious to sell quickly, if you understand how this works, if you've done your other diligence, and if you can say to the seller, I'll pay you this and close in 2 days, just like you want, you will close deals that you would not ordinarily close for less money. That's number one. Number two, obviously, is once you go unconditional on a deal, you can't go asking for changes. You can ask, but you can't force people to give them to you. And the third one, which isn't in the writing that you've got, is, and I was just thinking about it now, the sellers in our tale were getting divorced. So one of the sellers lived in the house, one wasn't in the house. As soon as you go and ask for a change to the transaction, you got to talk to both sellers. And it was a nasty divorce. So if one person is ready to agree to the change, what's the other person doing?
No way.
So that always complicates things when you have people fighting in a divorce situation. So that's our first tale. Oh, this next one. If it were cheap and easy. This is a great tale. I really like this. This is one of our Calgary members. Found a motivated vendor. Motivated vendor was very anxious to sell a property. It was a revenue property already. It was one where there was a suite upstairs and three or four bedrooms downstairs that were being rented out individually. The seller was off in BC, didn't want the management hassles. Our member saw this property and thought it could use a little bit of renovation, some change of tenants, and it would be a great property. So, member got hold of me, and we started out with those first four things. We had a seller who was tough to reach because she was in BC and tough to deal with. And she was a realtor, too. Maybe that's why she was tough to deal with. Sorry, all you realtors. I don't mean to say you're tough to deal with, but this particular realtor was tough to deal with. There was a mortgage with First National on this property, and it was important, of course, that our client be able to assume the mortgage. The closing was long. It was a deal signed in October to close in January, and our member is planning renovations and saying, well, you know, what if I do all these renovations and don't close? What happens to me then? And I'm going, well, you know, you've got some risk there. You've got some risk if you do a bunch of work and spend a bunch of money and the seller is as crazy as you say, could be a problem.